Day 16, December 15th. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 40 and was written by the Reverend Dr. Carissa Clark Howe, class of 2014, 2016, and 2023. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. These opening words of Psalm 40 have echoed through my heart countless times this year. Like the psalmist who faced overwhelming circumstances, whether political crisis or personal affliction, I have been through a season of profound challenges. 2025 brought waves of loss and change. Beloved family members passing away, a brother-in-law's near-fatal accident, an unexpected goodbye to a cherished pet, and the bittersweet transition from our home of 20 years to move closer to my new call. In moments of grief and uncertainty, it's easy to connect with the psalmist's miry bog. But this psalm isn't primarily about despair. It's about testimony. The psalmist doesn't just receive deliverance, they proclaim it. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. This movement from crisis to proclamation shows us that our struggles become our testimony. When God lifts us from the pit and puts a new song in our mouth, we're not meant to keep silent. Our deliverance becomes a witness to others still waiting in their own miry clay. The family members I mourned this year lived long, beautiful, God-filled lives. My brother-in-law's miraculous recovery and my new neighborhood and church have become sources of joy. When we face seasons of struggle, there is opportunity for testimony on the other side. As we enter this season of waiting for deliverance, comfort, God, perhaps you're experiencing overwhelming circumstances. Or maybe you're in a peaceful season, though challenging times eventually find us all. This psalm reminds us that God's deliverance isn't about survival. It's about transformation. Our struggles become stories of hope. Our pain becomes proclamation, and our deliverance becomes a testimony of God's faithfulness. Today's prayer. Faithful God, in seasons of waiting and struggle, remind us that you hear our cries. Transform our pain into proclamation, our grief into gratitude. As we journey through Advent, help us recognize your deliverance in our lives, and give us courage to share our testimony of your faithfulness. Amen.